Thank you, Madam. Esteemed members of the Troika and distinguished participants, I would like to thank for your contributions as well as messages of condolences, solidarity and sympathy after the earthquake in Elazığ and Malatya in Turkey. In response to some of the recommendations made, I will now provide information on the steps taken on freedom of expression, right to liberty and security, prevention of torture, and freedom of assembly. With regard to freedom of expression, we constantly review our legislation and introduce necessary legal remedies to prevent any violations. To this end, the first judicial reform package added a provision to the anti-terror law. This provision aims to ensure that expression of thoughts that do not go beyond news reporting or made just for criticism should not constitute an offense. It also enabled persons to appeal against the decisions of regional courts of appeal for offenses that may have an effect on freedom of expression, such as defamation, incitement to hatred. We already see the positive effects of these amendments. A sizable number of individuals under prosecution have now been released. I hope I answered the advanced questions by Canada, Sweden, Switzerland, and the UK, and the recommendations by some countries. It is also important to remember that freedom of expression is not an absolute right. It can be subjected to restriction as prescribed by international human rights treaties. Our priority is to strike a proper balance between protecting fundamental freedoms and maintaining public order and security. You would agree that terrorist propaganda, glorification of terrorism, incitement to hatred and violence are not protected by freedom of expression anywhere. Yet, if there are any violations, appeal of mechanism of Turkish legal system, as well as the Constitutional Court, remedy the situation. In fact, we continue to witness important decisions of high courts that favor freedom of expression over security concerns. With regard to the advanced question by the UK and recommendation by some countries, let me underline that Turkey is a country governed by the rule of law. Hence, no one is above the law. No profession, including journalism, gives persons immunity from prosecution if there is a reasonable suspicion that a crime is committed. Independent courts decide on the merits of each case. We know from court rulings that some persons, disguising themselves as journalists, acted under direct orders from FETÖ terrorist organization in order to advance their illegal activities. Legal action that was taken against this person can in no way be interpreted as limiting freedom of expression. Distinguished participants, now I would like to talk about the steps taken by Turkey on the right to liberty and security. Obviously, certain limitations were introduced during the state of emergency in order to overcome the grave security threats Turkey was faced with. However, these limitations were in line with our international obligations and were given by competent courts. Individuals have the right to challenge these decisions before the courts. We have already seen a drop in detention periods in the past 2 years. Recent amendments introduced by the first judicial legislative package also reduced the length of detention. Madam President, distinguished delegates, Turkey remains fully committed to the policy of zero tolerance against torture. Turkey already had a comprehensive legislative and institutional framework in place to prevent, investigate, prosecute and punish all acts of torture and ill-treatment. In the last 5 years, even during the state of emergency, we took further measures to broaden this framework. For example, torture became a ground for dismissal from public service for law enforcement officials with an amendment made in 2017. The Law Enforcement Supervision Commission began its work in September 2019. This is an independent mechanism to effectively investigate all allegations of ill-treatment by law. by law enforcement officials. The statute of limitations with regard to the crime of torture was abolished back in 2013. There is no need for prior permission from authorities to launch an investigation against a public official in cases of allegations of torture. I hope I have given information about the advanced questions of Belgium and Germany and some other recommendations. Our representatives from the Ministry of Justice and Interior will provide further details later on. Meanwhile, we have maintained our cooperation with the international mechanisms, including the Committee on Prevention of Torture of the Council of Europe, SPT, and the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture. While I mention the CPT, I would like to make it clear that interinstitutional deliberations are ongoing regarding the publication of the reports of the constructive visits the CPT conducted in the last few years in Turkey. Honorable President, esteemed participants, freedom of assembly and association are also safeguarded by the Constitution. Everyone has the right to hold peaceful demonstrations without any prior permission. In line with the case law of the European Court of Human Rights, restrictions on these rights can be foreseen in the law. They are only implemented to the extent necessary in the interest of national security, public safety, public order, protection of public health or morals, or the protection of the rights of others. Furthermore, between 2015 and 2019, the number of associations increased by 39%, while revenues of associations grew by 107%. Let me also add that there seems to be a widespread misunderstanding concerning the suspension from duty of some mayors. I would like to underline that there are several ongoing investigations and proceedings against these persons for terrorism-related offenses and misuse of public funds. As a result of this investigation, their suspension from duty is an interim measure taken in accordance with the Constitution and the relevant legislation. The law on municipalities provides that these measures are reviewed by the authorities every 2 months. Each decision is subjected to judicial review. Mr. President, honorable delegates, before I give the floor to the representatives of the Ministries of Justice and Interior, I would kindly invite certain delegations to stop abusing and politicizing this platform for their own national purposes. We are here today for a constructive dialogue conducting Turkey's UPR based on the 3 reports published beforehand. Therefore, we outright reject all the usual unfounded allegations made by the 2 delegations. Now, I would like to turn to our colleagues from the Ministry of Justice to make a statement.